This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The big deal of the week is the unveiling of the new version of the fiscal year 2017 budget proposal.
Make no mistake, the budget presentation on Tuesday is going to be very sobering.
Governor John Bel Edwards says the $750 million revenue shortfall makes it
impossible to fashion a budget that adequately funds what the overwhelming majority of people in Louisiana believe to be critical priorities.
For example,
you are not going to see a proposal from us Tuesday to fully fund TOPS.
Edwards says he recognizes the popularity of TOPS, but the budget crisis is such that several state universities are already preparing paperwork to file exigency so they can lay off faculty.
And it doesn't make sense to me to give kids a scholarship to a university that can't hire the professors to teach the classes they need to graduate.
There's a lot of hope pinned on having a second special session to raise more revenue and alleviate the cuts that are coming. When asked about the timing of that session, Governor Edwards says,
you know, hopefully individuals will look at the budget as it's presented on Tuesday, and as they get testimony from all the agency heads and from people from around the state of Louisiana, and determine that more revenue is necessary so that we can do it sooner than later.
Some lawmakers are urging it wait until fall to see what oil prices do and see what the new tax reform commission comes up with on September 1st. Other legislators say wait because they want a break from lawmaking. The governor says that's not an option.
I'm not as concerned about having lawmakers do their jobs as I am about visiting pain on the people of Louisiana.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.